Hey Rupert.
Hello, Lucian.
Before I ask my question, there will be one term that I call bubble of consciousness, which means the sum total of sense perception appearing in awareness. So when I say bubble of consciousness, it's basically this bubble of consciousness that's inhabited from Lucian's point of view. So the question that I want to ask is, do other beings, which right now appear only as sight and sound on Lucian's screen of existence, have or inhabit their own bubble of consciousness and can interact with Lucian's bubble of consciousness? Or am I, as God alone, only imagining other beings, including Lucian, on my screen of existence like non-player characters in a video game?
Lucy, it's not that you are the only individual being in existence, and all of us, all the 200 or so people attending this gathering, are all just images on Lucian's screen of perception. It's not like that. That's solipsism.
Well,
That's the belief only I, Lucian, only my finite mind exists, and all of you, not to mention all the other 8 billion. You are just images in my mind. No, it's not like that.
including Lucian himself, so not Lucian's mind imagines all the other characters, but actually Infinity imagines Lucian,
That,
including
that's,
all the.
that, that's the second possibility you suggested. That's the way it is, that there is only one universal consciousness, and all the apparently individual beings, including Lucian and Rupert and all the other ones, appear in that universal consciousness as localizations of it.
So, from Lucian's point of view, the only thing that I have of Rupert or anybody else right now is only appearances appearing within consciousness. So, anything outside of my bubble of consciousness is just a thought. So, how can I know that there is simultaneously right now a bubble of consciousness which is having the experience of Rupert or anybody else?
I would suggest that what you are experiencing as Rupert, or indeed the world, is not just a perception appearing in your mind. Your mind, the activity, in this case, the activity of seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, and perception, seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, and smelling, is a window, or albeit a limited one, a coloured window, onto the reality that exists outside of your mind, but inside consciousness.
So there is a meta
So you are
consciousness,
seeing, you are the world that you perceive now takes place outside your finite mind. You are perceiving the reality that appears outside your finite mind, although it appears in accordance with the limitations of your finite mind.
So, do you suggest that God, in a sense, has access to all the bubbles of consciousness simultaneously?
Yes.
So, there must be something, I mean, I don't want to say outside, but like a meta version of consciousness experiencing all the bubbles of consciousness
No, that's
simultaneously?
just regular consciousness that is experiencing. Well, when you have a dream at night, Lucian, you dream. Where are you? Where do you live? Where are you
In
now?
Germany.
So you dream. You fall asleep in Germany. You dream that you're walking the streets of Oxford. So your mind seems to localize itself inside of the mind of Lucian walking the streets of Oxford. But actually, what you perceive as the streets of Oxford is also your own mind. So from the point of view of Lucian, the dreamed character, there is an inside to himself. That's the He feels the inside of my own mind, thoughts and feelings. But there are also there's a perception of the world, the dreamed world, which exists outside of the dreamed character's mind, but inside the dreamer's mind.
God's mind.
So the world that you perceive exists outside your mind, Lucian. I'm talking about Lucian in Germany now, the regular Lucian. The world you're perceiving now exists outside your finite mind, but inside consciousness. Now, the difference is that when you fall asleep at night, you localize yourself as one person, one character in your dream.
Mm.
God, infinite consciousness, localizes itself as innumerable characters within its own dream. And we are, each of us is one of those characters.
How could you prove that to yourself? Because from within your bubble of consciousness, that's impossible. The only direct experience I have is like the everything that appears within awareness, within this bubble of consciousness. And there is no experience of Rupert Spira's bubble of consciousness or other bubbles of consciousness.
There's no experience now that you have a heart, or that the back of your head exists.
Sure.
Or that you have a mother, or a father, or a friend. No, there's no evidence that your kitchen, your bedroom, that a city called Oxford or London exists, or that a place called Russia exists. There's no evidence for that in your experience. Are you telling me you really don't believe that any of those things exist?
Well, if I go there, they're being rendered, literally like the world is rendered in a...
But when you're not experiencing them, you're not experiencing them now.
Yeah, they're just a thought.
It's true, you're thinking of them, but I'm not talking about the thought about them. I'm talking about the place itself.
If it doesn't exist, well, if I'm not there, it doesn't...
You're not experiencing my study in Oxford. Would you agree with that?
I'd agree.
Now, are you telling me that you really believe, and that you're not just playing games with me, playing mental games with me?
I don't.
Are you telling me that you really believe that my study in Oxford doesn't exist? Indeed, that I, Rupert, doesn't exist? That I'm not having feelings now, or perceptions or thoughts? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the only thing I can say is that right now you exist as an appearance on my computer screen talking to seemingly Lucian.
If you really believed that, Lucian, you would not be having this conversation with me. Lucian, I don't want to argue with you about it. If you honestly believe...
Well, it's an inquiry.
If you honestly believe...
Into direct experience.
That all there is the content of your finite mind.
I don't. That's why I am curious. What is your position on that?
Well, my position is that I consider that very much more than the content of my own finite mind exists, because my experience is that my finite mind is extremely limited.
Mm-hmm.
But the awareness with which my finite mind is known, in which my finite mind appears and out of which it is made, is unlimited. That is my experience. And therefore, I conclude that my finite mind is only a very narrow segment of an infinite reality.
And do you think that infinite reality simultaneously inhabits all those bubbles of consciousness, or it's just always the one, which is the absolute one, and then maybe after this dream, the next dream will be...
Both. It's the one, the only, it's all that truly is, and it is the sum total of whatever there is in existence at any moment, including all the finite minds.
Because if you say...
Just like all the characters and objects that appear in your dream are appearances of your single indivisible mind.
Because if you say this is the only one because it's absolute, then only this can be right now, whereas this would have to end and something else would have to appear in this on this screen of existence.
Your finite mind is very limited. The absolute could be appearing as innumerable other forms that your finite mind does not have access to.
Outside of this bubble of consciousness.
Outside your finite mind, but inside infinite consciousness.
Okay, I think then I understood your viewpoint. That was my main inquiry here, how you look at this. But you cannot in direct experience prove this to yourself, that there is actually something outside of your bubble of consciousness. How would you inquire that in your direct experience?
I would suggest that the world you are perceiving is outside the bubble of your consciousness. I would suggest that you are looking through the filter of your finite mind at infinite consciousness now. In other words, the world that you perceive it through your finite mind, but it is more than just your finite mind. It is the world that you perceive is the activity of infinite consciousness. You are looking at it through the filter of perception, but there's more to the world than a projection of your own mind.
So would it?
Your own mind lends the world its appearance, but the world gets its reality from infinite consciousness.
So would it be right to say that I'm looking through one of those lenses, but simultaneously I'm looking through all other lenses?
You consciousness are simultaneously looking at through the lenses of all finite minds.
Sure.
Your finite mind, Lucian, which is just a segment of infinite consciousness, is looking through its own lens.
Okay, so outside of this lens, I as consciousness look through all the other lenses, but from within this lens, this is not accessible.
Yes, exactly. You can't experience, you as Lucian cannot experience what Rupert is thinking, but you consciousness is now experiencing what Rupert is thinking, but that doesn't appear in Lucian's mind.
Okay. Okay, Rupert, I will contemplate that. That was very helpful.
Nice to meet you.
Namaste.
Hello.